Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Monday morning quarterback. Let's go out to the phone line, 410-583-1057. Mark in Baltimore. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
It's just been an ugly season overall. The debacle yesterday, you know, I've never heard of having to get 3 feet down in the end zone. And Bill Cowher's talking about, oh, he didn't get the third leg down. And it's like, you know, how come that rule doesn't apply at the back of the end zone when they can toe tap and then fall out of bounds? You know, you're not getting 3 feet down then.
No one has ever heard of that rule, Mark. No one has ever heard of it. No one.
Okay. You know, and I thought it was awfully convenient that the referee's microphone didn't work in the stadium on that play. And, you know, but overall, you know, if Harbaugh goes, I think Eric DaCosta's got to be held accountable, too, because this offensive line is terrible and the defensive line is terrible. And we've done nothing to address it. You know, Draymond Jones is a role player everywhere he's been. And, you know, they thought he was going to be, you know, the savior of the pass rush. And it's like when Mike Green is your best pass rusher, he's a rookie and a second-round pick, and he's got 2 sacks on the year, and you're in week 15 or whatever it is. You know, that's a problem.
Well, Mark, let me say this. I didn't like the acquisition either, but I don't think they thought he was going to be the savior.
No, I don't either.
No, I didn't like it. I didn't think it would mean anything and make a difference at all. And for the most part, it hasn't.
They tried to upgrade it in some way, shape, or form, and it was a gamble. And it has worked out at times, but again, against bad teams, but not against really good teams.
Ellicott City, Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
Doing good, fellas. You know, Rob, it goes back to when we kind of talked about Kansas City game early in the season. I just think we haven't beat the teams that we should beat. You know, definitely teams that were kind of not necessarily at the pinnacle for the moment. You know, Kansas City wasn't rated out to be a very good early on. I can't for the life of me understand why Rashad Bateman caught that football and went into the fetal position. I mean, this team
was actually funny.
Is just not got a winning attitude. And I feel terrible for Lamar. He hasn't played great, but these other dudes have not stepped up to help him out. And it's just really unfortunate, fellas. But that's what happens in the NFL when you can't get it together. You lose football games, and that's where we're at.
Hey, thanks a lot, man.
I don't have a problem with the receiver dropping down there.
Neither.
And again, like,
it's protecting yourself.
It's preservation. The Rams and the Colts receivers did this all the time where it's like, I'm going to get down, live to fight another play. Yeah. If he felt footsteps and knew he was going to take a hit, protect the ball, get down. I don't have an issue with that. I understand why other people do. I don't.
Hereford, Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
tough game yesterday. And, yeah, I certainly agree, you know, it might be time for Harbaugh to, you know, get fired. But, you know, at what point in time are we going to start holding Lamar Jackson, you know, accountable? I mean, we've seen this guy, you know, time and time again in these big-time games, and he just can't get it done. I mean, we've seen it in the playoffs. We've seen it in these big-time regular season games.
But didn't he drive him down the field to score a touchdown that they called not a touchdown to take that would have taken the lead?
Well, he's got the ball in his hands at the end of the game. I mean, you look at guys like Mahomes and Josh Allen. You know, those guys want the ball at the end of the game. Look at Brady over the years.
You think he doesn't want the ball? You think he doesn't want the ball at the end of the game? I mean, come on.
I'm not saying he doesn't want the ball. I'm saying he can't get it done when he's got the ball in his hands.
But you just said that those guys wanted the ball. So, like,
listen, he does want the ball in his hand, but I do hold Lamar accountable for some things. The interception that, where are you throwing? Where are you throwing the football? That wasn't anybody else's fault.
No.
Nobody else's fault.
That was just
Derrick Henry standing right there. Mm-hmm. Where are you throwing? That's nobody else's fault. My problem is this. We are eliminating him from being part of the problem. He can't just be part of the solution. He's also right now part of the problem.
When have we done that? We've been really critical of him the last month and a half.
I don't mean you two. I mean in general.
No, I'm saying the NFL world.
The guy before the last call said, I feel real sorry for Lamar. These guys aren't helping him.
I do feel sorry for him, but he is part of the problem.
Well, that's my point.
But I also understand.
You had two contrasting calls. I'm not talking about you. You had two contrasting calls. Somebody said, I feel sorry for him because nobody's helping him. And the next guy said, we got to hold him accountable. I agree. Why are you feeling sorry for him when he's part of the problem?
Well, Patrick Mahomes just had one of the worst games of his career last night, too. So don't act like.
One thing I'm never going to do is compare my quarterback to another. And I know what you're addressing. But I don't go down that path. I don't give a damn what Patrick Mahomes is doing.
My problem is when people call in and try to say what's in this player. Like, oh, he doesn't want the ball at the end of the game, or he can't do it. I mean, I could sit here, like somebody posted, I think it was Scott Kazmir posted, Lamar hasn't had a game-leading drive in the last 3 minutes of the game. And then immediately there were 15 people that posted 15 different games where he did it. You know, like, he deserved, like, there has to be something in the middle. The people that are so far one way that he can't do any wrong, and the people that are on the other side waiting for him to do something wrong so they can tell you right. There's somewhere in the middle there. You're all correct. But he's not the guy. Like, again, he led them down the field on what should have been a touchdown drive, and the referees called it not a TD.
Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Not much, man. What's going on?
Hey, listen, man. So, yeah, if you're saying Lamar is definitely part of the problem, right? And Rob, you coach, right? You mm-hmm. know, so if you got a player on your team that's not performing but is part of the problem, what do?
You
shut them down, right? And you put somebody else in the game, right?
No.
Like,
No, you don't. No,
not
I
with
don't.
That position.
Oh, no, I don't. And listen, all players ain't created equal. So let's stop acting like that is. That's some fan crap right there. All players aren't created equal. If you are making mistakes that's hurting us and there's another person on the bench that can do what you do, yeah, you put that person in. If you are making mistakes and I don't have another player on the bench that can do what you can do, no, I'm not benching you. All players aren't created equal, Rashawn.
Listen, I was just bringing that up since you said that part. But moving forward, right, I called last week, and y'all was, everybody was so confident about this game. I think especially you, Ed, on Friday, I think you said this game was going to get ugly, man. It was going to get away in Ravens and such. Like, I was never really confident about this game at all.
I did think the Ravens were going to win.
Yeah, and then looking at the schedule moving forward, how the hell are we the favorite on the road against the Bengals, number one?
They got four wins. They suck, too.
Yeah, but okay, you know, we must ain't see the game on Thanksgiving night, too, right, at home. But
did the Cowboys beat the Eagles the second time, or did they lose?
We beat
because
them the
if I
time,
watched
yeah.
them week one and they lost, it must have meant that they lost the second game, too, then.
But this ain't got nothing to do with the Cowboys,
it's
though, man.
It's the same thing
Ravens
as playing a
right
team
here,
twice in a season.
It's the same comparison, Rashawn. It's the same thing. He's using your logic against you.
Yeah, I see what he's trying to do. He did a good job, you know, doing that. Hey, but listen, Steelers schedule though.
You see the game Dak had? Why didn't they bench him on Thursday?
Oh my God.
Steelers schedule though. Listen, the Steelers got three losable games, man. They're coming up. They can lose against the Dolphins. They're going to lose against the Lions, and then we got them last game of the season. So long as we win, like long as we can beat the Bengals, we can afford to beat the Bengals next week, lose against the Packers and Patriots, beat the Steelers last game of the season, and bam, that goes to division right there.
There you go.
You know, so
thank you very much, Rashawn. Nobody has the ability to keep it moving when they lose in an argument like Rashawn. When he's losing an argument, because when I made the comparison about benching a player, yeah, you got that. But let's go to the next thing.
It's like when the Terminator gets shot. He just keeps coming.
Man. He just keeps it moving. Larry on the Eastern Shore. What's up, Larry?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
This is a sad call for me because I'll tell you, man, I'm invested. I got the hats and shirts and, you know, floor mats and flags and the whole thing. But I just cannot. I sat there yesterday, and everything that you're told that I've ever, you know, learned over watching football 50 years, two steps down, it's a touchdown, right?
Yep.
You know.
So you were never told. You were never told, Larry, about the third foot.
No, I didn't know anything about the third
leg. Me either.
And look, and the call on the field, right? Unless there's indisputable truth or indisputable proof, and then you have the NFL referee apologist Gene Stutterer come on there, and every time he'll try to pick out something and say, "Oh, I think that was the right call," guys. I'm going to tell you this, and I hate to say this, but I got no faith in this game anymore. I have no faith in the integrity of football. And sometimes, and I hate to say this, but I think that when these calls are being made to review these plays, they're not calling New York, they're calling Vegas. So that's what I got to say.
Thanks a lot, Larry.
Oh, man. This is just frustrating because, like, you almost want to tell them, hey, you're being silly. They're not calling the Vegas. I can't tell you anything anymore, man.
Because these are reversals. These aren't bad calls on the field. They're reversals. Preston's report card at 9:30, but on the other side, we go around the NFL with our MVPs up next on The Fan. Ed Norris, who are you?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Your two MVPs from yesterday.
Josh Allen is my first one. I mean, that was actually a really good game. It was my kind of football game. Back and forth in the snowstorm. It was very cool. Joe Burrow had a great game, too. They beat the Bengals, obviously. They beat the Bills. Burrow had a really good game. He threw two picks at the end. It kind of just...
Both tipped.
Was the first one tipped, the pick six?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it was tipped by the guy that picked it.
Yeah.
So the guy
tipped
jumped.
At the line. Tipped at the line.
Yeah. It was a great interception.
So anyway, he had a good day. But Josh Allen was the man yesterday. You know, passer rating 140, 139.7. You know, 251 yards, and he had three passing touchdowns, and he took one to the house. He had nine rushes. The average almost 9 yards a carry,
but
because he had a 40-yard house call.
Can I say that, like, about the whole thing about a team game? Josh Allen led them down the field to win the game when he had to, led them on two straight drives to take the lead and kind of bury it. But the defense got – he doesn't even get that opportunity if the defense – this is why we talk about the team game, that being the most important position, but – you know, it's amazing how things work, and when it works out, everybody's doing well. You know
what the difference is? Josh Allen, we get in the red zone, he gets in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
We don't.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
Yep.
Going to that, we're 30th in the NFL in red zone conversions. 30th. Yeah.
Who's your second MVP?
You're not going to believe it. Shedeur Sanders. In a losing effort, I said this game was the battle of the inept. It was the Titans and the Browns. So, it's really... not much to look forward to here. However, Shedeur had a really, really good game. He was 23-42, 364 yards, three TDs. He did have a pick, was sacked twice, but he had a damn good game. He just had 29 yards on the ground. So, you know, for all the criticism he's endured, and I've been critical of him, I still don't believe in him that much, but he had a good game yesterday.
It's not unjust criticism. It's like not, right now, it's not unjust praise. I mean, the guy had a good game yesterday. Yeah. Not only that, but he tried to bring his team back from the grave, essentially, on offense. They were to a two-point conversion away from tying that game up. And I think if the offensive coordinator wasn't being too cute with that real reverse direct snap play that they called, you know, maybe we'd talk about a tie game. I think good game by him. Yeah, I think that's what he's capable of doing, to be honest with you. Jeremy Gahn.
Yep. We started off with a guy that's won this award a couple of times, JSN, Jackson Smith and Jigba.
You love that guy.
Well, the two guys I'm going to talk about are two of the best receivers that belong in the top five that usually don't get mentioned in there.
Do you have a fat head of him at the house?
I mean, I'd love to. The guy's so impressive. You know, he, putting it all together in the second half, he ended up with seven catches for 92 yards and two tutties. Look, he's going to have one of the more amazing seasons, and it's so weird to talk about that because the other guy we're talking about was the one that was projected to get to 2,000 yards and maybe win the Triple Crown. My second one is Puka Nacua. Puka. And they pointed out something. I was trying to find this at the last second. He's got five total TDs on the season. One's technically a rushing touchdown. I would bet you that the other four are 20 to 30 yards or longer. He does not score when they get in the red zone because they throw the damn ball to Devontae Adams.
They got to keep Devontae happy.
And yesterday, 7, 167, two touchdowns. His touchdowns, 28 yards and 31 yards. It's so weird how they work that, but it's working for him. Puka and JSN belong in the top five receivers in the league.
My MVPs, I'm going quarterback. Surprise! I'm going Matthew Stafford. Oh, you talking about MVP season, 22 of 31, 281, three touchdowns. Passer rating of 131.2. I have so much. I, Matthew Stafford, I liked him when he was in Detroit. You know, I didn't see him much. They sucked. But I have so much respect for him because he's a different – because you got to get to appreciate who he really is. He is that dude. You know, I thought he was a stat guy. I thought he was the NFL's version of Kevin Love. You know, bad team, big stats, trailing all the time. You throw the ball around. Then he gets to the L.A. Rams, takes them to the Super Bowl, wins it, and you still see him putting them up after that in competitive games. Matthew Stafford, you are that dude, man. I'm sorry for ever doubting your skills because you are definitely that dude. My other one, it goes to the Houston Texans defense. I'm going to give the whole damn defense the MVP. What they did on the road on Sunday Night Football. So you say, Mr. Mahomes, we're going to shut you out in the first half. Mr. Mahomes goes on a run. He puts 10 points up in the third quarter. And the Houston Texans defense says, enough. You ain't scoring no more. And they don't. And they took the ball right from Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce bobbling the ball around. I mean, give me that. Give me that.
Around his head?
Yeah. We ain't letting you double catch out here. They're just studs, man. And I don't think – remember last year when everybody kept saying, Ed, no one wants to face the Bengals in the postseason because their ability to score?
Yes. Yeah.
No one wants to face the Texans in the postseason because – your inability to score.
Absolutely. I think the Texans are the most dangerous under-the-radar team out there right now.
I don't want to face them in the postseason. Not that my team is even going to the postseason. All right, Preston, who are your MVP?
I agree with you about the Texans. I mean, do you see Mahomes' stat line? 14 of 33, yep. 160 yards, three picks, and he was sacked two times. They had a total of 286 yards of total offense. That's a pretty good day. And you played them in Kansas City.
Yeah,
that's a very good night. And then the other one is Aaron Rodgers, 23 of 34 for 284 yards, one touchdown. He ran one, had a quarterback rating of 103.1, and he controlled the game with his mouth, his demeanor. Man, he took over that game.
He did.
So he was the guy.
Thank you very much, Mike Preston.
By the way, Joe just told me 5 of Puka's 7 touchdowns this year over 20 yards.
So he does have 7.
Mm-hmm. One of them was rushing, and I was like, oh, Joe, one of those is rushing. He goes, yeah, that was a 45 rush. I don't know if it was an end around or one off the line of scrimmage that was a backwards pass. But
let's go to Eli Parkville. Eli.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Nobody talking about this catch, this interception, but I think it was a fumble. Aaron Rodgers didn't have both hands on the ball. Look, he only had one. But they ruled it a down interception. It just looked like a fumble, and we just, like, glazed over. Like, we just, like, oh, whatever.
They ruled it as a reception, actually.
Yeah, a catch and a, what, like a
reception.
We didn't glaze over. We've been talking about that this morning.
No, it's a reception.
Yeah. It was like a bang-bang, though. Like, he had one hand on the ball, and then he just dropped it, you know?
Well, if you look at the still shot, and I just retweeted it because Sarah Ellison put it out there, the defender's hand is underneath the ball, and Aaron Rodgers' hand is underneath his when they're going to the ground. So I'm done with these refs, man. This league sucks now. It just sucks. I know everybody loves the NFL, and I do too. I get up for Sundays. It sucks.
I've been saying that the NFL sucks now for 3 years. I just saw there's only certain games I can watch. There are. I mean, it just doesn't drive me like it used to. Let's go to Ken in Owings Mills. What's up, Ken?
Hey, fellas. What's going on?
Not much, man. What's going on with you?
Okay. Look, I called you guys last week and gave you guys a reverse shovel, but I got to give myself up a shovel today. Me and the boys, we hung around after the game, listened to the post-game show, and a Nigerian brother called up to give his critique. And all I could go on for 15, 20 minutes was Akeem from Coming to America.
Wow.
And go on. Until I went back and listened to it. And the brother's critique was quite coherent and lucid. So I had to give myself the shovel for that one.
It's like the Giants of New York took on the Packers of Green Bay. And it was an oblong pigskin that they kicked through a big upright H. This is most exhilarating.
Final thoughts at 9:45, but on the other side. Preston's report got up next on The Fan. Mike Preston, report card after the Baltimore Ravens 27-22 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers at home. Mike, overall, I know you do position by position. What grade would you give the Ravens for that performance?
Overall, C. I thought they played hard. I thought they played decent. But they came up short again. And they did the things they didn't need to do to win. And I know the officiating was bad. It was poor. But
did you think they came out flat, though?
The Ravens?
Did you feel like that or no?
No, I thought they came out and played hard. I mean, because they know they're playing the Steelers. I mean, and they knew what was at stake.
Maybe it's more of just being shocked at seeing Aaron Rodgers do that, because I haven't seen him do that all year.
Well, and you know something? I haven't seen that either. And in recent weeks, I've kind of watched him play just to kind of get a gauge of him. He's never played that well. He hasn't played that well all season. And then all of a sudden, in big games, and I thought – Mike Tomlin said it best. He goes, this is why we paid him the money, because He's been through this before. He has that experience, and he knows how to turn it up in big games. That's why we gave him the contract. And he was correct because he played well in a big game.
Let's just jump right past the quarterback because we talked about him. One of the things they had to do was have a good running game, we being the Ravens. How'd you rate the running backs?
I thought the running backs got a B+. I thought they did a nice job. I think they finished with 217 yards on 40 carries. They averaged 5.4 yards. Keaton Mitchell did a nice job. But I thought they waited too long. And that's why I gave them a B+, because they waited to the second half to pick this thing up and to go after them. And to me, initially, you go right after the Steelers. Like, you just got to smack them in the mouth. And this is what we're going to do. This is what you're going to get all game. And I tell you what, in the second half of that game, you could see their defense starting to suck a little gas, especially the defensive linemen. They're sucking a little gas in that game. And I'm like, they kind of got them. But then it was a little too late. I mean, they made enough plays to win.
Mike, with the offensive line, why do they make Falele play with a blindfold on? I'm trying to figure that out. Like, he reaches for defenders that he's supposed to block like he can't see them. Like, I mean, he's reaching out. Like, where are you? And he whiffed on so many blocks yesterday. What did you see with the offensive line?
He wasn't very good. And, you know, I liked when they took the cornerback. I think he was number 26. And he came and brought
Eccles.
And I'm like, oh, my goodness. This is embarrassing. When they give you, they put a cornerback or safety over top of you and your guard, and you're like, oh, no. This little chump playing over top of me? No, that can't happen. It did.
Yeah, Lamar was chewing his ass out on the sideline.
Yeah, and got pressure. I mean, that shouldn't happen. But there are a lot of things that shouldn't happen with this. They gave up a lot of yards outside, tackle-wise, but then they gave up pressure up the gut. It was, they just can't pass block. I don't care what anybody says. You can go out and you can sign all of these big offensive linemen, but it's like driving a tractor trailer. It's easier to go ahead than it is to try to back it up. They can't back up. Yeah. They can't pass block. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is.
Mike, how much of an overhaul is that offensive line going to have to take next year?
I don't know. Probably it may have to start with the assistant coach. I mean, he may have to go. I don't know.
Linderbaum's not back, right? I mean, they have a bunch of money under the cap, but are they paying him?
Who's that?
Linderbaum.
Yeah, but that'd be interesting because he's in a contract year. Yeah. So he hasn't played well this season.
No, that's what I'm saying. And he's going to be looking for what, like $20 million a year?
Yeah, and you know, and the other guys, Voorhees and Falele, they're both like looking for gophers. They're both flat on their face all the time. They're not very good. Ronnie Stanley, would I give him Ronnie Stanley a contract extension? No. I'm sorry. He's got some age on him. He's had the injuries. And the history of Ronnie is, when he doesn't work extremely hard. He did in the last 2 years, but that was because he knew, like, I'm possibly to the end of my career, I got to work harder. And he did. Didn't he give him the contract? They're like, no, that's not good news. You got to make Ronnie want to work.
They don't have it. When's the next out for him, Joe? That's a couple of years, isn't it?
Yeah, so he signed the extension in 2025. So their next, the easiest out is 2027. They'd pay him 2 years, $44 million. He'd have a $12 million cap hit if they cut him after 2026.
And Rosengarten hadn't played well,
and he's been the best of the bunch, hasn't he? And he hasn't played well.
I wouldn't even say he's the best of the bunch either. I just say he's played.
He couldn't even.
He was there.
Yeah, he put on his uniform.
There was watchers walked around him. It was terrible.
Yeah, yeah, it was not good.
Mike, if you looked in your football crystal ball right now, will the Ravens be in the postseason this year?
No. And you guys putting out the schedule, I don't see it happening. Would I be surprised? No, because I don't know what the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to do. That they're the X factor. I mean, are they going to fold? Are they going to give up? But I tell you what I saw on Aaron Rodgers yesterday, man, they're not going to quit. They're full of piss and vinegar. That team, man, he did something to that team yesterday.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are exactly what I thought they were, and that's not a lot. The problem is, the Baltimore Ravens are worse right now.
You know, and you know, Jeremy, you talked about it earlier. I thought the Ravens, and I still say this, if you went down and looked at the list of players that they have, even including the two Super Bowl teams, this team is as balanced as I've ever seen it. When you look overall at the defense, the offense, the players.
Then what's the problem then?
Well, the injuries hit early.
Mm-hmm.
That Buffalo game, I think, was major to them. They had talked all offseason about, oh, we got to go get Buffalo. They knocked us out of playoffs. And then they lose. They give it up. Then the injuries hit. And then, you know, Lamar's not playing well. And he has to carry this football team. There is no question about it. And once they lost Matabike, he was a big-time loss for them. And wasn't like major devastating, but he was a big-time loss for them. You know, that hurt. And then you see the corners can't cover. And then they can't rush the passer. That's the bottom line to it all. You got to bring heat.
You can't get after the quarterback. I mean, you give even the average quarterbacks in this league time to throw the football. There's a reason why they all got here. I'm not telling you everyone is good, but they're good enough to play in this league if you give them time. And what do we say? Like, even Daniel Jones going to the Colts, he finally had an offensive line in a running game, and he looked good up until he got hurt. So, man, this has been a year for Baltimore sports.
7.5 seconds to throw, or was it the third down conversion to Metcalf at the beginning of the second half? 7.5 seconds to throw. Who's going to – just like I think they pointed out earlier that Lamar Jackson got sacked on a coverage sack. That was a coverage – that was the opposite. The front line, the pass rush allowed – for a guy to run around. Secondary can't hold him forever, Jeremy. You can't hold him forever. You can't touch him. You can't do anything.
Yeah.
7.5 seconds.
Unless you're Pittsburgh defensive back. See, D-Hop, he was held 12 yards down the field. The guy just wouldn't let go.
Yeah. I had an event with Ray Lewis this weekend at Horseshoe where I interviewed him for a group of people.
Who?
Ray Lewis.
Hold up.
You got it? Hold on. It was bigger than the one you dropped.
You dropped the name. I got you. I got it for you.
I have to drop the name to tell you what he said. He hates watching the game today. He hates how soft this game is. He goes, this isn't football. And then he brought up, we were kind of talking about Michael McCrary, who may never be able to walk normal again, and what he put himself through to try to win a Super Bowl. Guys aren't, they're not created the same nowadays. Mm-hmm. You don't see that type of toughness, and there's so much money to be made that guys make business decisions more.
Let's go to Towson and get Ed. What's up, Ed?
Fellas, how you feel?
Oh, well, how are you?
I'm good. I think that what you said about with Ray Lewis is spot on. I had a conversation when Ogden was doing a guest bartender, and I coached against him when he was at St. Albans, and we had a good conversation about that. And
I got his names too. Here, I put them in my pocket. Go ahead.
Oh, I dropped one. Yeah, I did drop one. I did that.
It's all right. Rob and I did it.
Rob, 100%. I was gonna go in another direction, and then when I heard you do that with Jim, I'm gonna drop Ogden. Yeah. So I did. I'll take one.
Get him. His me too ass.
Yeah. Here's what. And Mr. Preston said it right. It's all about what you do, and I say this to y'all are nauseated, from Monday to Thursday. That's about what you do. So if you're talking about Harbaugh getting put out the door, I'm going to say your quarterback's coach, because has he grown Lamar, or does Lamar have to grow himself? I don't understand what they do during the week, because their practices are adopted by colleges and by high schools. NFLPD, we did that 1,000 years ago. So your quarterback coach, your defensive line coach, Mike Green, he should be a lot better than he is right now. But is that Mike's issue to get better, or is there some joker coaching him, or is he looking at a PowerPoint during the week? I don't understand what they're doing. And your offensive line, Mike, they cannot block a twist to save their lives.
You've seen that, huh?
Oh, I mean, I had to call a guy that's actively coaching right now and say, okay, am I missing something? Or are we just standing there and not blocking? You can coach a joker to block a twist. If a man disappears, somebody's coming back.
Amen.
You can't let Craig Hayward, you can't let, what's his name, Cameron Hayward?
Yeah, Cam.
You can't let Cameron Hayward run all the way around you at 36 years old and affect the quarterback. I'm sorry. Whatever they're doing during the week, maybe they're just looking at PowerPoints. And, Rob, I said this before, maybe they ain't driving the sled or whatever, but they need some serious tutelage. And whoever runs the room is not running the room well, and then maybe that is
yes.
Harbaugh. You got to control the room, dog.
Yes.
I'll be good.
Absolutely.
Man, I'm glad he got to meet J.O. or coach against him.
Oh, yeah. And if, don't forget about the guy who actively coaches in the NFL, whose name will remain secret now.
I picked both of them up.
And Ray Lewis, too? Did you know Jeremy got
to No, I dropped that. He tried to pick up my Ray Lewis.
Meet the man who met the man
who
met Ray Lewis.
To be the man.
Final thoughts? I'm going to look at tonight's Monday Night Football matchup on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Man. Jeremy!
Yeah. I want to give out some flowers and some weapons. Specifically, two tickets to see Guns N' Roses on August 1st at Hershey Park, courtesy of Live Nation, 410-583-1057. Giving out two pair. So call in now, 410-583-1057. Guns N' Roses.
While you're talking, give us your final thoughts and wrap this thing up for us.
Yeah, everybody sucks. I mean, this whole thing, this stinks. I want the football season to be over as soon as it can be. The AFC is just brutal to even watch right now. I don't know who's good. You could point at Denver and the Patriots and tell me all that. But right here in Baltimore, everything, is it Whoville that was upset when everything got stolen?
Yeah.
That's where we are. That's the part. We're waiting for somebody to bring back the presents. This sucks. And again, if he survives an awful season like this,
And that's why, to Ed's point, I think he's right that the Texans are dangerous because nobody's good. If you have a legit defense, you could be a problem. Wrap it up for us, Ed. What you got for us?
Well, aside from the fact that I don't think the Ravens are going anywhere, today's a big day in American history. Because I was in the the morgue in New York City that day.
Yes, we have to say it. Remember, this is just a football game, no matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous perhaps of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival.
45 years ago today, John Lennon was killed outside the Dakota, right by Central Park. He lived in Central Park West. And I was in the morgue that day. We didn't see him because we were there the day he was killed. Mm. So, but he was, I remember the date distinctly. Mike was shocked I remember the date, but I couldn't forget it. So, yeah. That iconic call by Howard Cosell.
Yeah. Even hearing him now, it sounds like his voice is so phony. You know, like it's just, I'm trying to do this on purpose. But it's one of the greatest voices of all time in sports history.
Indeed. When your original is different, you can't go behind him and do that.
Because he talks like that often. It's not like it's not a radio voice that he's doing. That's his voice. I mean, he might be setting it up with a little bit of, you know, his whole deal. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Jeremy. Do that again.
Yeah. This is the game. We've got it going on right here, right now.
Yeah. Like, that was his cadence.
Wasn't he an attorney?
I think he was. Yeah.
I think he was an attorney initially. Yeah. Raiders stink. Steelers stink.
Bengals stink.
Yeah.
Cleveland stinks.
Cleveland stinks. Just the Steelers right now stink less than everybody else. It's the stench that you can stand right now.
Remember how we were saying that, like, if just because you win your division, or some people believe this, that you don't deserve an opportunity to go to the playoffs? I would be okay if they looked at the AFC North and said, no, you guys, we're just like they did with Duke. In the college football playoff. No, you're not going. We don't care.
We know you want it, but no. Final thoughts, Mike Preston.
Man, this is hard to top. I got a guy over there been to John Lennon's at the morgue. Man, I got to follow this one up. Well, they do stink. And are they going to get any better? That's the question. And I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't see it. And what happens, I'm already looking forward to the offseason. What do you do to build this football team? One, I'd probably go get me some offensive linemen or offensive linemen. I would invest some money in a defensive lineman, and I would also go find a young quarterback to get him ready. And I know people would say, oh, you know, here we go. We're talking about Lamar Jackson again and getting rid of him. All I'm just saying is you prepare for the future. And that's it. That's what you do.
And, Mike, to your point, Travis Jones, what are they going to do with him? We've talked about the offensive line. All of your pass rushers except Mike Green are coming up for contract. You traded for Gilman. He's a free agent. You've got a lot of wholesale things to figure out. No, by the way, you signed the older tight end, not the younger one. And now you're looking at it, and it's like, how do you fix all these things in the offseason?
Right.
I know they're going to be $80 million under the cap if they get the Lamar thing done, all that stuff. It all has to happen and come to fruition, and we have to see it play out on the field.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. Let's take a look at tonight's Monday Night Football matchup. Monday Night matchup tonight. This is a good one. This is a very good one, in my opinion, guys. Mm-hmm. You had a good matchup last night. Tonight you have the Eagles traveling to Los Angeles to take on the Chargers, Ed.
Yep. I think the Eagles are somewhat flawed. They're still a good team, obviously. But they've got some flaws, and we've seen that with them. And they're struggling. I think there's some internal strife. It's been rumored, but I think it's real. Tonight they travel to Los Angeles to face the Chargers. They're actually 2.5-point favorites. Over and under is only 41.5.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Los Angeles wins this game. I still think the Eagles are having their problems, and I think L.A. is coming on.
Mike Preston, your thoughts on this one? This one that piques your interest?
Chargers are soft. I think the Eagles come in and just play them hard, play tough physical football. And they win by 3 to 7 points.
You know, it's funny. Eagles are 2.5-point favorites in this game. Mm-hmm. Home dogs by the Chargers. I'm with Preston. I don't think the Chargers are soft, But I think the Eagles are a better football team than they are. And right now, I think they're a good enough team right now, Jeremy, to start getting playoff ready. I think they go out to L.A. and get the win. However, we want to hear from Vegas standpoint, a Jeremy Kahn standpoint.
Yeah, look, I'm going to pick the Chargers to win, but I'm going to tell you to take the under in this game. We've seen this. The one thing that's concerning for Philly is Jalen Carter being hurt and what they've looked like in the run game without him. It's just been horrendous. Omarion Hampton's back for the Chargers tonight, it looks like. So that's a good get for them to kind of help the offense. But right. What happened to QJ? What happened to Quentin Johnson, who was looking great at the beginning of the year, and now he's kind of falling off? I think we see a lot of another game similar to last night. A little bit more scoring, but right. Similar to last night in that Houston game.
Slobber knocker.
Yeah. Give me the Chargers to win. I think this is like a 20-17 game. And I like a lot of unders. I like A.J. Brown under receptions, Gadsden under receptions. I like Herbert over passing yards. And Jahan Dotson to get just one. How much for one catch, Jahan? Minus 190. That's why you're going to pay a heavy price, but I think he gets one.
Okay. All right. Jahan Johnson.
Dotson.
Dotson. I got to remember that.
Randy Watson.
Vinny and Haney up next with more of the Ravens 27-22 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers, like you wanted to hear more of it. But they've got it for you up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast